This is Corey Gray and Tony Stewart from Hairdistry. Thank you for tuning in to the Hairdressers Podcast. Now here's a word from our sponsors.
Hey guys, this is Jenna Irby, also known as Esthetician Jenna. I am owner of Skin Fit Aesthetics. I am also the co-host of the Charm School Podcast. And in my own business, I use Schedulicity. And the reason I love Schedulicity is because it is so convenient for my clients. The platform and the website is so user-friendly. People can go on there anytime, day or night, when they're off of work, they're unwinding, they're finally in their bed at 8 p.m., ready to schedule their facial service when in traditional work hours, a receptionist would not be there. And they can just pop on the website, drink their cocktail, glass of wine while they're watching their favorite TV show and conveniently book their service with me. So that's why I love Schedulicity, is just the convenience that it gives myself as well as my clients.
Hello, everyone. My name is Jerry Natuno, and this amazing podcast is brought to you by Schedulicity.
Welcome to your day off. My name is Corey, and of course, I'm sitting with my best friend, Tone. What's up, buddy?
What's going on, homie?
Good to see you in studio today.
I know. It feels good to be back.
That's you know? It, man.
It's like cat playing cat and mouse. Sometimes I'm here, sometimes I'm not.
Exactly. Is he going to be here? Is he not? Is he the invisible man today?
Or
is he not
the invisible man? Exactly. At 10 o'clock, if I'm not next to you, I'm at home.
Exactly. Hey, so I think we're going to have an important conversation today. We, we've talked about hair products. We've talked about balayage. We've talked about, you know, everything that we possibly can. But, frankly and honestly, I think the most important conversation that we can have right now is about how to take care of our space so our clients feel comfortable enough to sit back in our chairs.
Absolutely, man. And if we can take care of our space, make it safe, make it, just COVID-free or the best we can. Because right now the percentage is really low, transmission rate from stylist to client and vice versa, yeah. Right? So this can almost make it, I'm not gonna say impossible, but it'll really even make it even harder to spread that virus in the salon.
Yeah, definitely. And I haven't really heard much about it. The industry hasn't really talked about it. I guess they don't want to tell anyone either. I don't even know what the stylist, client transmission rate.
1%.
1%.
Yeah.
How do you even figure out that percentage? Is that 1 in, because 1% is 1 in 100. So, we've seen thousands and thousands of clients since June 1st in our studio, and we have zero. We haven't heard about anybody at all, within our whole company.
I had a numbers guy come in. He goes, okay, you just take 1% after 30 clients, you're up to 22%. He did some crazy math. I'm like, man, why you got to ruin it for me?
Exactly. No ruining. As luck would have it, one of our oldest friends in the industry is going to talk to us about a product that is supposed to, change the COVID world for us. So,
our buddy, he was actually one of our first guests in the beginning of the podcast. He really is an old friend, and he does have a heart for the industry. He loves this industry as much as anybody I know.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. He's on that different level, right? So he's talking to like all the heads of product companies. He's talking to the heads of whatever. And today our guest is Peruz Sarshar. I always put the H in the wrong spot. I think I got it right that time.
Sarshar.
But yeah, actually, we owe him a big thank you because he was the one that introduced us to Modern Salon and ultimately ended up introducing us to Schedulicity and to, golly, probably 20 or 30 people that we've had on the podcast. So, we'll do a big on-air thank you, sir. And that's very genuine. Shall we get in?
Yeah. Because we're not going to be able to talk about this as well as he can.
So. No, exactly. Exactly. Mr. Peruz, welcome to your day off. Or welcome back, I should say, right?
Yep.
Thank you for having me. It's I'm excited to be back. And I was talking to you guys earlier. I was one of your first, wasn't I?
Yes. Yeah. I think three at the most, I think. Three to five.
Yeah. I told everyone I was the first.
Right. Yeah, that's okay. So Peruz recorded first. It was just the third release.
And then I have to, so from time to time, you might see a 2-year-old walk by. So I apologize in advance, but he's just, you know, trying to be part of the action.
No, he should be part of the action.
Yeah. I mean, he's so cute, man. You know, yeah, congratulations anyways.
Thank you. Trying to teach him young, but no, it's really good to be here. And I'm excited to share some of my findings and, you know, some of the things we've been up to the past few months. And, you know, I can get right into it. And basically, you know, I spent the past 2 years focusing on health and wellness because as a product developer, I got kind of tired of making shampoo. And because it gets, you know, I'm like, well, how many more shampoos and conditioners can I make? And how many more claims can I make with this? And I started really digging deep and got involved with a lot of different doctors. And, you know, the focus of my world became all health and wellness and substances and essentials and naturals and whatnot. And I was in Colorado working and I get a phone call from somebody who says, hey, I'm looking for ethanol. And I'm like, ethanol for what? And
methamphetamine.
I was like, ethanol. And they're, I'm like, alcohol. And they're like, yeah. And I'm like, and then I got it literally 15 minutes later. I got another phone call from another guy. Hey, can you give me bottles? Then another call. Can you give me pumps? And I'm like, the hell is going on? And so, you know, a lot of people who were trying to take advantage of the opportunity were had heard about this virus coming. This is back in February. And they were all heading towards the sanitizer business. And, you know, I helped that original person find the ethanol. But after a couple of days, I sort of sat back and I'm like, what's going on here? What are these guys doing? Then I realized, hey, they're all trying to, you know, either scrounge people or make money or, you know, whatever it is, you know. So it was like, this is interesting. And as time went on, I started looking at some old formulas and, you know, we started sort of I was like, you know what, we should make, you know, just looking at different things. I was like, well, you know, maybe this is something worth looking into. And I was, you know, I had my first experience of watching some frontliners in Colorado work going after somebody. And I was kind of, and I got out of the car. I never forget the day. And I was watching this and I'm like, what's going on here? And they're like, oh, this guy's got COVID. And again, I know it wasn't spread out that much. People were still traveling. It was in the beginning. And then for some reason, you know, the second time I witnessed this too, this word deploy kind of popped into my head. I'm like, you got to deploy people. And it just kept going through my head for a while there. And as I, you know, as we sort of looked around and as time started to move on, and as I saw people coming in, I went back to the guy who was selling the ethanol. And all of a sudden the price of ethanol alcohol had gone from $3 a gallon to $18.
Holy cow.
Wow. And the price, all of a sudden, the price of a bottle that we usually pay 10 cents for was $2. You know, and then people were calling me from all over the globe. Hey, do you have a mask or can you get access to mask? And I'm like, nobody in my lifetime has ever asked me for any kind of a mask. And then I start looking at mask prices, which usually we buy for cents, and even in the lab that I, you know, formulate in. And all of a sudden, you know, masks were $20 a pop. So I was like, you know, what's going on? This doesn't make any sense. And I realized right away what's happening is that people are starting to gouge people and prices of everything is increasing and everybody's going nuts. So I gathered my two partners, Martin and Clark. We have a company called American Made Products and Essentials. And you know, like I said, our focus was health and wellness and beauty and things of that nature and all of these type products. And, I gathered them and I said, hey, not only there's an opportunity here, number one, but I also see there's an opportunity to grow a brand and a business that could make a significant impact while helping people. And they're like, well, what do you want to do? And I said, you know, or what do you have in mind? I was like, well, I have this word deploy keeps coming into my head. It's almost like Kleenex or Xerox or to deploy something. And I felt like, I was like, I think that it's worthy of a brand, number one. And number two, the other thing that keeps coming to mind is all the products that are out there are not necessarily safe. Nobody's thinking about people's well-being. They just want to sell.
You're talking about cleaning products.
Cleaning products, disinfectant, sanitizers, all that sort of stuff. So the first thing we did was I have a friend who was on the Purell project and he kind of has a chip on his shoulder because Purell people, you know, when he was developing the formula for Purell, nobody listened to him. And his whole thing has always been, there's synthetics in there. And he's been complaining about this for years, but I've never paid attention because I'm like, what is he talking about? You know, like, it's just a sanitizer. Who uses a sanitizer? You know, who cares? And so I called him and I said, hey, I got an idea. And he's like, what? And I'm like, and he's a chemical engineer. I'm like, hey, what if we created a sanitizer together that could lead into all these other products? And he was like, well, what do you want to do? I'll only do it if it's safe for people. Because what people don't understand about sanitizer is that alcohol in cosmetics is used as a penetrator to penetrate other ingredients, which means it goes right into your pores, right? So the sanitizer that's in the market, the majority of it, 99% of it, you know, all have synthetics in them. So when you rub that alcohol on and those pores open, that garbage is going into your body. So we set out to create a beautiful formula for a sanitizer. And it was the first thing we did. And we called it Deploy Sanitizer. And I'm telling you, like in all these years that I've been, you know, in the product development and business development side of the business, I've never seen anything move so fast. Products just started flying, you know, and people were ordering from all of a sudden, everybody was a salesperson who wanted to sell sanitizer. And the calls I was getting and the amount of products we were moving was ridiculous. And I kept telling my partners, you know, my coworkers, I'm like, listen, I don't know how long this is going to last, but, you know, we need to sort of control this because this is A, out of control. We're getting orders from everywhere. And B, let's take advantage of it in a way and help out. How can we get, and I kept going back to this. So we went from sanitizer, we went into wipes because somebody came to us one day and said, hey, we're looking for wipes. And that was a whole adventure on its own because I'd never in my life dealt with the Environmental Protection Agency. And let me tell you, it's not a treat, nor is it fun. And then from the wipe side of the business, so things started to develop. And, you know, then all of a sudden, the next thing I know, I'm traveling. Well, no one else is traveling. I'm going through the Denver airport security in 1 minute, which is unheard of. And then we're on the front lines because we made a pact amongst ourselves that we would go out and we would give back in any way we can. Every time we would make a sale, for every bottle of a Deploy product we would sell, we would give one bottle back in some way. But let's not, you know, create a battle for ourselves. Let's just go back and give it to the frontliners and let's help people who are struggling. So we made it a point to start going from place to place to place to place. And and it got even scarier, you know, being out there because you would see people. I saw people get it in front of me. I saw people that, you know, we're protected. We're in protective gear the whole time. But traveling around the country, it was pretty freaky. Yeah. So, and I kept thinking to myself, I'm like, there's gotta be a better way. And so, what do we do next? So I get a phone call one day and I was looking for something because I was, as I shared with you guys earlier, the most miserable part of this is not grooming myself. You know, it was fun the first few weeks. And then I can't wear a beard like Corey can. I don't look as good as he does with a beard. And my hair was out of control. So the first time I was able, all I wanted to do was just get out of the house and get a haircut, you know? And I kept thinking, I'm like, what about salons? And I was talking to a lot of my friends in the industry and they're like, dude, I'm just sitting. I'm not working. I don't know what to do. I don't know what's going to happen. And when you go into these stores with the masks on and everything, you see everyone with their roots. So I'm thinking about all my colorist friends. You could just tell people were, you know, the one thing we all love is looking good. And it just kept coming back to me. I'm like, salons, you know, what's going on there? You know, what is the new version of a salon going to be like? Are we going to be in a glass case? You know, are we going to have to use some robot to cut people's hair because we can't get too close to them? And all these weird thoughts were going in my head. And I get a call from somebody and he's like, hey, I think you should come check this out. So I went to Brooklyn, New York. I met a couple of guys who are engineers and more like technologists who had created a machinery that they were, you know, setting up all over the country with different folks. And their idea was to, the reason they created this machine was to stop people from using plastic or pouring garbage in the ocean or down the drain. So I went in and I was like, what do you, so they were talking about their technology and I noticed the juice that they were creating. And And the juice that I noticed was a little different. It was basically salt, and what they were doing is they were taking salt and water and running it through a special cell and creating electricity. And I didn't really understand what this was. So I was standing there and I'm like, what are you guys doing exactly? And they're like, look, when we run salt and water with the brine through this component, what it does is it creates a eco-friendly sanitizer and disinfectant. And so it's the name of the process that they were doing is called electrical chemical activation, ECA. So they have a patent for this device that they sort of leased out to different folks all over the country. And they were basically creating this juice. And so I was like, okay, this is, and then I, you know, and then they were all tasting it and drinking it in front of me, which I thought was a little strange. And I'm like, what are you guys drinking? They're like, it's salt water. So basically what this creates is called hypochlorous acid. And what hypochlorous acid is, just to give you a good example, hypochlorous acid is already in your body. Hypochlorous acid is what your body uses to fight off viruses. So this component or this solution that was being created was hypochlorous acid. And I'm like, well, what good does this do? And these guys are like, well, just so you know, it's natural, it's safe, it won't affect you or hurt you in any way, but it is 100 times stronger than chlorine, it's 100 times stronger than bleach, and it's 100 times stronger than any chloride that's out there. And I'm like, well, how do you know this? And they're like, well, we've done an extensive amount of research. We have universities who've done research on this. We have two EPA approvals, and we're actually just got accepted to get the what's called the list N. And the EPA's list N means that you can actually make the claim that it kills, COVID-19, coronavirus. So I was like, well, this is interesting. And so how does it work? And they're like, well, you can use this liquid as a disinfectant, or you can put it in a fogger or a humidifier. And within 10 minutes of contact time, it kills, COVID-19, Salmonella, and they, all these SARS, swine, influenza, and they start listing things that I can't even pronounce.
So let's slow down a little bit. So this product, like you can put it in a fogger, you can put it in a humidifier, you can put it in, I mean, would it disinfect your combs? I mean, with the spray bottle too. How big of a room for the fogger and that kind of stuff? Like, let's slow down a little bit and try to like, what's the best methods or the best ways to use it?
Okay. So basically what I was discovering, Corey, was interesting. So I, because, when they said, we put it through a fogger and we fog, spaces with it, we're fogging Amtrak trains. We're talking to the, New York Transit Authority, they were using professional foggers, basically, like these right. big foggers that you have in stadiums that, you've seen that use there in concerts and whatnot. And so I was like, well, what if I'm at home or what if I'm in a space working and I have other people in the space? How are they protected? And I learned right away that everybody's protected because it kills all the germs around us. But it's very simple. It's just salt water electricity, which just creates the hypochlorous acid in the bottle. You put it in a humidifier and you run your humidifier like you would any other time, like when you run it in your kid's room in the evening or at night or whatever. And what it does is within 10 minutes as it gets in the air, it starts to spread. And once it spreads, that's when the juice kicks in and it starts destroying any virus in sight. It's I know it sounds crazy, but it's really simple. It's really easy.
My question more is like, listen, Tony and I, we work in a studio. So, a regular humidifier would probably work great in that because, what are we at like 400 square feet or something like that within our studio. Right. But, if I'm in a 3000 square foot salon and I wanted to implement this or I wanted to bring it in, how many humidifiers do I need to buy to spread it that way?
Yeah, great questions. So I was, in my buddy's, salon on 57th Street, New York City, getting a haircut. And, as I was sharing with you guys, well, I'll get there in a second, but I was getting a haircut. And so a salon owner from down the street runs in from another salon on Madison Avenue and says, "Hey," to my buddy, "I need to borrow your fogger." And my friend is like, "Oh, I got to run it at night. And tonight I'm going to run it. Why do you want it?" And he said, "Well, we had a colorist get COVID and health department is going to shut us down unless we have some sort of cure or some solution or whatever." And I hear these guys talking, and then they're, you know, going back and forth, and they're talking about the expense and how expensive it is and so on and so forth. So I was like, "Well, wait a minute, I can help, you know?" And so just to give you a good example, these guys had two large humidifiers in their salons. And each humidifier, I think, covered 1,000 square feet or 1,200 square feet. Right. And I asked them, I was like, "How often are you guys running this?" And they're like, "We run it usually in the evenings when the business is closed, you know?" And I'm like, "Why in the evenings?" And they're like, "Well, because we don't want to, you know, people can't breathe it. It hurts some of the people. We tried running it during the day. Somebody's asthma kicked in," and so on and so forth. So I was like, "Interesting." So I was like, "I can help you guys." So I went back in, I brought the product, and we put it in their humidifiers, turned them on while people were cutting hair, while people were working. Instantly, you know, within 15 minutes, someone's like, because this isn't, we got to remember, this is an anti-inflammatory as well. I said, you know, this acid. So it's actually good for your body. It's not harmful. So instantly people started talking about, "Oh, I can breathe. My sinuses are opening up." And, you know, like, "Oh my God, like it smells clean in here. It smells fresh in here," and so on and so forth. So those guys with two medium-sized humidifiers, basically, and that salon is about 3,000 square feet. They go through, I can tell you, about 1 gallon a day, a gallon and a half a day, mm-hmm. and they do it every 3 hours. And they've had no problems. Nobody's been sick. No clients have gotten sick. And their business is slowly coming back around. I'll give you another example. We went into a sporting complex, a lacrosse program not too far from here. And we walk in, and the first thing, you know, these people were looking at us like we're weird because we brought in a fogger at that point, because you're talking about a 25,000 square foot, like mini arena.
Right.
And we went in there, and the first thing the owner of the facility says, "Hey, what does it smell? What does my lobby smell like to you?" So if you know anything about lacrosse, the kids wear a lot of gear. So mm-hmm. it smelled like sweat.
So it's like a locker room, right?
Like our locker room. So I joked with her and I said, "Hey, your lobby smells like, you know, the cheese department lost power in the supermarket." Really bad. So she's like, "Well, if you can make this smell go away, I'll buy anything you have." And I'm like, "Well, I'm not really here to sell you. I'm here to share with you a product that we have." So we put some product in a humidifier in their lobby where this smell was. And then we went into the arena and we kicked off a fogger. And within 15 minutes, it got into the HVAC system and the entire place was fogged. But the type of fog that this hydrochloric acid, this product creates, is not heavy fog. So within minutes, people were taking their masks off, which I was not encouraging, but people were doing it. Kids were running around and doing their, everybody was playing around. And then I come outside and this woman's like, "You're my hero." I'm like, "Why?" She's like, "You made the smell of the cheese go away, the locker." and that's because this product kills the smell. It kills mildew as well. So what she's doing, which I thought was kind of neat, and I think it's a great model, actually, some salons can follow, people are listening out there, is that now when the kids come in, they have them, place them in the lobby for 10 minutes and they have a humidifier going. So this is spread all over this room. So you have to wait in there 10 minutes and then you go in and you play, so that if there's any garbage on you, any virus on you, anything bad, it basically is taken off and then you're cleaned up and you go in from there.
Okay, Peruz, I'm gonna pause you real quick because I'm going to tell you exactly what Tony and I did. Listen, when we brought you on, one of our big concerns was we don't want to bring on like a snake oil salesman, right? Fair enough, right? So we don't want to do that. I think that our industry is very, very vulnerable right now. I think there's a lot of shucksters out there. I think that there's people out there trying to take advantage of this situation. Sure. So we did some research. We started to Google some stuff and I'm here to tell
you some people who work at FDA and NIH.
Exactly.
That we talked to.
So, you know, the bottom line is that if you, and I suggest anyone that's listening that they do their own research. NIH has done a report on it saying that it kills coronavirus. The EPA has done a report on it saying that it kills coronavirus. FDA confirmed that it works, that in fact it does work. So, you know, again, our big concern was we don't want someone to take advantage of our industry, and we've looked at it, and please, 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 if you're listening to this, do your own research about it. This stuff is the real deal. I mean, it's been around for 150 years, ironically, but you know, we had to go to the past to get to the future with this. And yes, in fact, you know, if you believe in science, if you believe in the NIH, if you believe in these government agencies, oh, the CDC also did a write-up about it as well. So, you know, it from where I stand, it's legit.
Well, it's always marketing, right? So whoever has the big high dollars usually get the clients, right? So I mean, look at fast food, look at, you know what I mean, versus something that's better, you know, it's good for you or not good for you. I mean, usually it's the guys with the big money that has the big marketing campaigns are going to usually kind of get in front of everybody else, right? So if this thing's been around forever and it does what it says it does, and it's literally good for you, mm-hmm. I mean, you know what I mean, why isn't everybody using it?
Well, you know where I stand on that. I mean, I think our entire industry, our entire hair industry, whether you're a big brand and have $1 billion or whether you're a small brand, we all should be collectively figuring out how to get butts back in the chair. And as an industry, all of our marketing should be around how to get people back in and get their butts back in the chair. We've talked about it on the podcast a million times now, but like, you know, we're at like 40 to 50%, like, you know, less than half of our clients have come back. And this has been the case with people that we talk to that are, you know, successful hairdressers, or people that appear to be successful hairdressers, they're hurting too, you know?
Yeah. Without the hairdresser, without the client, there's no hairdresser and there's no products.
There's no product.
Right. So everybody should be backing safety, getting butts back in chairs, like you said, so hairdressers can do their job and succeed and continue to just to, you know, perform. I mean, it's just, it's ridiculous that, you know, all this, I'm not going to knock on anybody, because I mean, we all have the heart for the industry, you know what I mean? But this not being the number one
priority,
it doesn't make sense.
It should be sanitation. It should be, and not just sanitation, as like Peruse has brought this incredible product to our market space, right, for the industry. But like, we should be doing education. All of our education right now publicly should be about how safe we're being. It shouldn't be about like, here, come buy a new pomade or come buy another shampoo. That stuff will come, but it won't come if we don't have butts in the chair. And we need to get back to that. And we need to, as an industry as a whole, I'm challenging the industry. And whether you're a product company or whether you're behind the chair or whether you're modern salon, whatever, we have to have this conversation. We have to use their money, use their leverage, use their everything. And let's start talking about getting clients back in. And how do we do that? By being safe. How do we do that? By creating a safe environment as far as disinfecting. We've been hearing about safe environments for 5 years, but now it's true. Let me be clear. but now it needs to be, you know, with the disinfectants, is our air safe? Because that's what we're talking about here. Our air safe? You know, and Peruse has brought this great thing, brought this great product to our industry. And Peruse, I mean, I'm going to go back to you. It's simple to use, right? You put it in a humidifier, you put it in a fog, you put it in whatever. And you know,
we have a little spray pump right here,
a little spray pump as well. So you can spray it down. And like other disinfectants out there, does need, the contact point has to be 10 minutes, right?
Yeah, definitely. Research being done, there's been extensive research done on this, to go back to your point, you know, when you said you checked all these different sources. Stony Brook University is actually completing a research on this product. And so there is a lot of different opinions in terms of how fast it works. But I can tell you, and what's been proven in front of me is the fact that it works in 10 minutes. And going back to what you were saying real quick about the you know, snake oil salesmen and whatnot.
Yeah, yeah.
One of the most important things for us as a company, I'm involved in a business where, you know, we're three guys and we're in the products business, but we come from three different backgrounds. And, you know, as you guys know, dating back in our relationship, you know, 30 some years, I'm salon through and through, you know what I mean? I'm professional beauty through and through, and that's all it's most important to me. And I think I've shared with you over the years, you know, the things that tick me off, or I've seen how companies have come in and taken advantage of the industry, have never given back to the industry, have done nothing for the industry, and left one of the most important people, which are, in my opinion, stylists in everyone's lives, because we're the people that make a difference in everyone. We're the people that make people look and feel great with nothing, really, except a bunch of either deal sheets or unnecessary products and so on and so forth. And you're right. We've heard about this infection for years. And if you remember back to beauty school, when we were all in beauty school together, that was a chapter in one of our books. If I remember, in the Milady books, it's been a while. So yeah, right. Excuse me. But I remember all that sort of stuff. And for me, when we started developing products and when we started looking at different ways of doing this, because we're working with people in Korea now, we're working with all these companies globally, working on other cool things. I always go back to those chapters that I read. I always go back to the Milady textbook. And look, this is pretty simple. This comes down to one thing, air quality solution. It's like having good quality air, because when the air is bad, that's when we all get sick, right? That's when it affects people. So the number one thing, you know, even though we have sanitizer and we're in the wipe business, we have and I'll share some of these other things, but we have this, we've used the same technology for glass cleaner. We're using the same technology for an all-purpose spray, you know, because it's so safe and so healthy for people. But number one is this, it's air quality control, which comes through disinfecting the air. And it's really simple. And so to clean and disinfect non-porous surfaces or for heavily soiled areas, I would always say, like, look, a preliminary cleaning is required. So you still have to clean your space like you would any other time. You still have to sweep, you still have to wipe down and whatnot. This effectant product that we have is about around 500 ppm. So you could use it as a spray because we have that option. And
what's ppm?
So ppm, so remember when I was saying it's salt water and electricity?
Right.
When I was sharing that with you guys. So the product is basically the best way to describe it, let's put it this way. So it's basically parts per million. All right. So in science and engineering, parts per notion is the way they sort of go about it. So the meaning of PPM is, or the abbreviated is, the measurement is the mass of a chemical or contaminant per unit volume of water. So the higher the PPM, in this case, the stronger the product.
Got it.
So I'll give you a really good example. We're talking to the government, and we're talking to the Washington, D.C. Folks, the government in D.C., and the reason we're doing that is because I have a bunch of friends being from local in, being, I mean, New York, but, you know, being a local DC guy, I have a lot of friends in the restaurant business and they're all hurting. So I reached out to them and I said, hey, I got this thing. Why don't we all work together to see what we could do? And so the first thing they said, they're like, well, you know, a bunch of guys jumped in. They're like, here's some of the homework assignments that we have to all go about, but we need to take this to the nightlife mayor. So DC has a nightlife restaurant mayor. And then from which I wasn't even aware of.
Neither am I, right? Yeah. The whole podcast about that.
And then from there, we'll take it to the mayor and so on and so forth. But so one of the guys comes to me and says, hey, I have this place where we bring DJs and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And we want to get people back in there. Can I put this through my fog machine? And I'm like, huh, that's a good question. So I went back to the group and I said, hey, I have somebody who wants to run this through a fog machine at a nightclub. When they open up, to instead of running the fog, they'll run this, you know, disinfectant that actually people can breathe in and it's good for them and so on and so forth. And I was, and they're like, well, the problem with the fog machine is that it heats up, so it will kill the PPM, right? So yeah. what we'll do is we'll make a stronger product. We'll make it 1,000 PPM. We can go up that high. So the higher the PPM, the stronger the product. Right now, what you have sitting next to you is about 500 to 800, which is perfect for the purposes that we're talking about. 3,000 square foot salon. It doesn't matter if you run a whole bunch of them in a stadium or whatever it is. I mean, I know that the Atlanta Falcons are looking at this through the group and so on and so forth. And again, it wasn't for us. It wasn't so much about, hey, let's go out there and sell it, make a lot of money with the NFL. It was more about, I like watching football and I want football to continue. So how can we, and I don't want to see a wide receiver or a guy in the third, third string guy playing quarterback. So what can we do to help out in the locker room?
Right.
Literally.
You need to talk to the Denver Broncos, because didn't they lose their entire quarterback?
Yeah. And one of my business partners is there, and I was like, we should take this to John Elway and the crew and show this to them, because this could be really helpful. But going back to what I was sharing with you guys in terms of the process. So treated surfaces, for instance, if you use this as a spray and as a spray model, you spray it all over the salon. Let's say any surface, you leave it on when you're using it as a spray, leave it on for 10 minutes, allow the surface to air dry. Right. And then from there you wipe it down. It's a lot stronger that way, because what it does is just like oxidizes and basically pulls everything in. Food contact surfaces, such as counters and tables, obviously have to be rinsed. But again, you can easily spray this on the table and it works just as well. Or you can fog the space or use a humidifier and it does the same sort of a thing. Now, I bring up food processing and service establishments because before using this product, you can actually, if you take food out of its packaging and you have this product around, it's been approved by the USDA. So it's basically safe and you're fine. It's not going to hurt you in any sort of way, So there's different ways. So, and then, in terms of sanitizing, we've gone into spaces and we've used what's called chlorine strips, and the chlorine strips will tell us exactly, how heavily soiled areas are affected before sanitizing or before an area has been mopped and so on and so forth. So that's one way. But if you take a step back for a second, we all know that cleaning, disinfecting, and infection prevention are essential in keeping employees, in our case, clients, customers, guests, students, and the communities around us safe and protected. So this decontaminating solution, it's, like I said, it's 100 times more effective as a sanitizer or disinfectant than chlorine. It does not leave a toxic residue on the surfaces, and it's overall non-toxic to all higher forms of life. It's been proven to kill human coronavirus. It's basically in line. It's been approved to go on the N list, which is and it's been approved by the EPA as registered and ready to use. It's hospital grade. It's non-toxic. It leaves behind, like I said, no harmful or poisonous residues. You can have it around your dog and it'll be safe. In other words, it's great for any public habitation, basically. And the other thing I forgot to mention about the product is that, and it's kind of a big deal, it's Green Seal certified, as a powerful disinfectant. And, so it's basically, it's convenient. We wanted something, we thought it's perfect for salons because it's convenient, it's easy to use. And, you're not putting your client in danger when you have this running. If that makes sense. Again, because I said the acid is produced, this same acid is naturally, that's in this product, is naturally produced by the human body to fight infection.
So any fogger, any humidifier, you're saying will do the job?
Absolutely.
That's good. So any, the emphasis on any. Right. So what I'm saying, is there a special humidifier, fogger, but if any works, which is great. So then anybody can pick up a humidifier or fogger when they use this and then just use it according to.
I see Amazon sold out of humidifiers right now after this
podcast. You've been passing it around.
So here's the best part. Like, we've been talking for 40 minutes, but the best part
is through Deploy is the price, right? Like you would expect, like this thing to be $80-$100 a gallon, but Peru is blow everybody away. Where can they find it and tell them that? And then, yeah.
Well, here's the thing, Corey, before I even get into the price. So when we came across all this and we started looking at competitors, because there are other machines that our partners have leased out throughout the country. So there, when you were saying snake oil salesmen and so on and so forth. So people have gone out and sold similar product for $80 a gallon. They're selling it $80 a gallon, $49 a gallon, $50 a gallon. And so the way we looked at it for a salon was, first of all, you know, when I sort of came out and said we had this, distributors started calling and everybody started sort of coming forward. And again, as I shared with you guys, I mean, look, we have plenty, without any help from anybody, we put out a lot of product on the market the past few months. So the money wasn't the important part for us whatsoever. What's important for us is to save business, because without business, we have nothing. And so right away, we were like, okay, this is the perfect way to replace everyday harsh chemicals, right? And we looked at it because we're like, okay, if a salon is 3,300 square feet, you know, how do we make this super affordable for them? So, at, you know, for 3,300, so we're like, you know, how do we do this so it's 3 cents a square foot for a salon by using a fogging, you know, a mechanism or, you know, a contraption. So, and then we did another calculation and there was a salon, you know, and then all of a sudden in my brain, I start thinking about this Robert Andrews salon in Maryland. I don't know if that's still around or not, but I remember that place was like 50,000 square feet.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, if Robert Andrews salon is using this thing, you know, because I just remember this thing was a behemoth giant and I went there many years ago. And I'm like, okay, if you have a 50,000 square foot space, you know, how many gallons per day do you need? So that's, we estimated 15 gallons per day. That's $150 per day, which is nothing. So our goal from the beginning was, okay, we're not charging $90. We're not charging $80. We're not doing any of that sort of stuff. Even on our website, I think it sold for $24 or something like that. I'm really bad. I haven't looked. But when I knew I was going to bring this to you guys, I was like, okay, we'll work with Hairdistry and get the message out, because they're putting out high quality, high energy messages. And what they're doing is not tainted. It's real. So why don't we be real and give this away at $10 a gallon to every single thing? So anybody that comes through this channel and we'll give you a code and whatnot, we're going to make this available for $10 a gallon, $10 a gallon going forward, which is nothing, $9.99, you know, whatever you want to call it. And so if we can take 1 gallon and cover 3,300 square feet for a studio, which is what a lot of people are in nowadays, for a studio space, this goes a long way. Yeah. People that I know here that have experimented in their smaller studios are investing about $40 a month, which is nothing in the long run.
Just to interrupt real quick too, is that, you know, a lot of if you've gotten like the PPP loan, or if you've gotten some of the SBA loans and stuff, like this stuff is covered under that. So so PPE, I always get those confused, right? The PPP and the PPE. So you know, that stuff is also covered in those loans and stuff as well. So, you know, as long as it's a disinfectant, which this is classified and qualified as a disinfectant, then you should be good to be able to use some of that grant and some of that loan money that the SBA can give you. Yep.
Absolutely. The other thing I was going to mention, Corey, is that I know salons in New York, when you get your tab now, add $2 for PPE, you know,
right?
And which, again, to each their own. But I think this is a much nicer way to help out your client. Mm-hmm. And I just, again, for me, when it comes to this sort of stuff, it's especially with seeing what the world is going through, it's really hard to say, oh, we want to make money, you know, and what we want to do is generate revenue to be able to give back. And that's what we're doing here. And our goal is to, you know, I've seen other concepts in some salon distribution catalogs where you got to pour water in it and whatever. I don't know about any of that stuff. All I know is that we have a great solution. It's $10 a gallon. I think this little guy is like for the, you know, when you put in the hair, Right. Yeah, the bottle, this bottle with the spray is like $4, $5. We made it extremely affordable. And we're going to also make it, you know, when they come on and they enter the code, if they buy a case, we're going to give them even more of a discount. Mm-hmm. So now, you know, instead of paying $40 for a case, you're going to pay, you know, I think $35. So, you know, just to help out, you know, just to utilize your venue and follow the great mission that you guys are on after. And that is to help the salon industry in any way we can. You know, we just want to help. And for me, it's like I was sharing with you guys, when I was getting a haircut, a little while back, I missed it. You know what I mean? I missed getting a haircut. I missed dressing up. One of the things we were talking about before the show started was I was sharing with the guys that, you know, looking at myself every day, looking like hell, I'm like, this gets old after a while. So why don't I just, even if I'm going to sit in front of a Zoom, why don't I just groom and shave and just look good myself? And one of the first times I got a haircut when I was 14, 15 years old, that changed my life. It inspired me to get into the business. And I hadn't felt that way until a while back when I was until a few weeks ago, I was in a salon and getting a haircut and I had brought some of this and I was like, wow, how can I, you know, I'm inspired again once more. How can I go out there and help? You know, how can we go out there as a team, as a group and help and give back to an industry that's been so kind to me and my family and so on and so forth? You know, what can we do? Uh-huh. And the other thing the other reason that I wanted to make sure you guys saw this first and it came through you guys is because you're educators and we actually want to educate the industry when it comes to disinfection. We think it's really important because we get all kinds of emails and calls. Hey, does this mean, you know, somebody reached out to me yesterday. Hey, does this mean that I don't have to sanitize my combs anymore? I'm like, no, you still have to use a sanitizer for your combs. you still have to clean your scissors. You still have to do that sort of stuff. You know, we're not changing any of that. All we're doing is helping to control the quality of the air in your space to protect you and your client. And with some of the other things we have, you know, our goal is to bring it to you affordably so that you're not hurt in any way when it comes to your PPE needs and requirements, because people shouldn't be, again, I think it's obnoxious that people are charging what they're charging for some of the products that are out there, making the claims they're making, contradicting themselves. And EPA is not anyone to mess with. Right. So when they come after you, it's pretty, I've been used to dealing with the FDA all my life, and the EPA is a whole different ballgame because you know, you have to be registered by state and you got to, everything you say has to be on point because the fines are brutal, you know? So right. It costs a lot of money just to go through the old EPA process as a whole.
Yeah. And obviously we are, I'm excited about killing the virus in the air.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly. So that's it. And surfaces, right? Because I mean, once it goes to an aerosol, then it's going to end up in surfaces anyways, right? So
yeah. Right. But right now, we do have products that kill stuff on the surface that are harmful for you. Yes, I see
what you're saying. Absolutely.
But we don't have any products that's going to kill the virus in the air, right? That's what I'm really excited about. So if it can kill the stuff on the surface on top of that,
hey, bada bing, bada boom.
That's right. That's bada bing, bada
boom. We're talking to a gym, a pretty well-known gym franchise or whatever group. They have gyms all over the country. And the way this came about was somebody was working out and they got asthma from the fogger that they were running because gyms close now every 2 hours and they have to clean up and so on and so forth. So somebody I'd given this to went to this gym manager and said, hey, you don't have to close down if you're running the stuff that my friend has. You can just keep it running. And again, from that gym owner, I learned, you know, he was sharing his complaints. Like we have people breaking out in rashes. We have people whose asthma is kicking in. We have people who are coughing because a lot of that stuff that's supposed to be air quality control products. A lot of them are not good for you. A lot of them have very harsh chemicals that are bad for your heart, bad for your lungs, bad for pretty much anything, your breathing, your histamines, and so on and so forth.
Awesome. All right, Peruse, here's the big man. Where do I find it, man? Come on. We talked about Deploy. What's the website? How do we find it? How do we get the, and the code's going to be Hairdistry. So if you guys want those $10 bottles, just type in Hairdistry and I guess there's a code.
Or those $35 cases.
Or $35 case. Exactly.
Anything you type in with Hairdistry, even with our sanitizers, you get a discount. Anything that's on our website, even all purpose cleaner. So you put in that Hairdistry code, you have special pricing. You'll notice your pricing right away. And so we're doing that all the way across the board. And you'll find it on deploylife.com.
L-I-F-E, Deploy yes, Life. Okay, Deploy. So go to deploylife.com. And then, look at the products that they have. They have the gallons, and they have some little like spray bottle stuff. You can spray that on surfaces, and he's got wipes. They've got all that stuff. And I'm mega excited about this. I can't, I've got a couple of humidifiers coming, so I can't wait to do that. I can't honestly peruse, not just the salons, but I can't wait to use it in my house.
Right.
So that's I'm really excited about that.
I'm going to go.
I was going to say, Tony, not to interrupt, but I was going to, I'll share my, I have a lot of hairdressers that email me, and I can even share my email with you guys. I'll be more than happy to answer questions, because I know the salon business I think I've been helpful to a lot of owners who've reached out and who are trying to figure out how to make this work and help, get their business going.
So you mentioned it. Go ahead and share the email.
So it's P as in my first name, P as in Paul, I, R as in Robert, O, O, Z as in Zebra, .S@deploylife.com.
All right, there it is. So if you have questions, are you curious or whatever, reach out to him. He'll answer that. But I thank you, brother. And like I said, you do have the heart for the industry. Like, we got it. So when we heard you were doing this, when you kind of brought it to our attention, we were all over it, because if it's going to help the industry, we're in, bro.
Like I said, it's the partnership with you guys is very meaningful. I'm obviously a big fan and a listener. But besides that, I'd like to, we want to think of different ways of working with you guys and literally getting out there. Like, the last time we were all out together, it was out in Los Angeles, but once all this stuff settles down, I'd love to get you guys more involved and get you out there and not only help what you guys are doing, but help get the message out there, help people become more educated in this realm. And, anything we can do to help the salons flourish, push forward, open their businesses back up, increase their client count, and anything we can do to help the stylists. Because look, as I shared with you guys, when we spoke on the phone a couple of weeks ago, like, I'm a hairdresser at heart, man. You can't take it away from me. It's
right.
Yeah. You could put me in a setting with bankers and I'm still going to look at your hair.
Touche. Mr. Peruse, once again, thank you. As Tony said, thank you from the industry. Thank you from us and our friendship. Just thanks for reaching out to us. And thank you very, very much for joining us on Your Deal.
Thank you for having me.
Hey, hey, so there it is. Hey, this is a message that we've been trying to bring, I don't know, for the last couple of months, actually since we started the podcast. Hey, so if you like the podcast or if you find that it's useful, please, please, please leave us a review, a 5-star review on iTunes. Leave us a rating and a review.
But if you don't like it, forget about it.
Yeah, totally forget about this message. We also want to thank Sarah and Blaine from Pretty Gritty. Sarah and Blaine, they are a band out of Portland, Oregon, and we just want to thank them very much for allowing us to use their song, Pleased to Meet You, on our podcast. That's cool. I think you can find their music on iTunes.
Peace and hair grease.